This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project. That's DesignCrowd.com.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Lisa Devani, the founder and director of the High Media Group based in London, UK. High Media Group is a public relations and social media consultancy for tech startups. Lisa, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good evening.
It's certainly good to have you with us this evening, Lisa. So tell us, for starters, what is the High Media Group and what kind of service do you provide for your clients?
Well, we like to think of ourselves, Eric, as a pocket army of public relations and social media consultants, and we're quite talented at content development, which we find is really important for working with our clients who are tech startups. We help them from early stage to launch and to beyond, keeping momentum going and keeping them visible and in front of the press. And we love to tell people the three tech startups we worked with went on to sell for millions of dollars. So we've got some success stories, and you might be curious to know about our name. Hi is a Japanese word, and it means yes. And we've chosen that because it's representative of our can-do attitude to any project that we take on.
And I was certain there was a significant meaning with the High Media Group, and I absolutely love the meaning behind it. Now, what would you caution tech startups about with their promotions, especially starting out?
Eric, there are a number of things that can go wrong, and they can be avoided. So a couple of tips on that. I would firstly say, don't overpromise. And the reason for that is because remember that Google sticks. So when you're crafting out your messages, be really careful in the early stages of what you're saying publicly. Anything you say to a blogger, a media person, or an influencer can kind of hang around on the Google trail. So be very aware that you're commenting publicly and that it will stick with you. So if you do something, for instance, like overpromise and say, we are going to get £5 million in funding, and then you only get £100,000 or dollars in the end, it burns your credibility among the press and your other audiences to have made a projection that didn't actually transpire. So I caution everyone in the tech startup or any world publicly to think through what you want to say, discuss it with your team or your confidants at least, and be sure and confident that what you're going to say and proceed with is really ready to roll when you're telling your story to the public.
And how can a tech startup best tell its story to the media? Touch on that if you would.
Yes, let's talk about that. Well, first of all, there's no right or wrong or necessarily, there's some wrong things you can do, but there's not necessarily any one way to do things. But one thing that anybody can do in this day and age is to really build your own visibility online before you visit with the media with your story. So build up your buzz and your awareness across Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, even Pinterest, maybe even Vine. Use these freely available tools to build your look and your fan base and to really shape out your messaging. I would give it a good, at least minimum, 2 to 3 months to do that with your content. By the time you're done with that, you'll look much more viable and exciting to the media. So another tip you can do is be sure to speak in clear, jargon-free terms when you're describing your business. Are you a app that helps people date? Do you edit photos? Do you remember birthdays or some other function? Be really clear about just stating that to the media. You'd be surprised. So often the press gets approached with pitches and press releases that are littered with so much jargon they don't understand what the person is trying to say. So avoid certain words that kind of set the media off, like revolution, solution provider, and the word unique is a big buzzword. Remember, press will respect you that way if you speak simply and clearly, and press will happen over time, but not overnight.
Great advice on that point. Today we're joined by Lisa Devani, the founder and director of the High Media Group, a public relations and social media consultancy for tech startups here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Designcrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. That's designcrowd.com/epodcast. Now, Lisa, I understand that you teach a do-it-yourself PR workshop for tech startups. What are some top tips for the DIY approach?
Yes, well, let me tell you a little bit why I do that here in what they call Tech City, which is the new kind of Silicon Valley of London, UK. We encounter quite a few very small tech startups that are bootstrapping. So I started hosting the workshops because tech startups are actually trying to do their own PR themselves, but they don't always have a sense of what it is. So my workshop set out about to demystify the process and give these what you call bootstrapping startups who are financially constrained some steer and direction on how they can do it themselves. Now, they're very popular. They attract 100 to 200 people at a time, and I pretty much just talk straight and teach them the basic tools that we're talking about today, but also get them writing a basic press release, which is still kind of a standard tool of the industry. My top tip on DIY PR is really to get to know your niche audience, to get to know your sector's audience, to understand the media and the bloggers and the influencers that are operating in your industry. Start building lists, following them on Twitter, keeping a good record of what they're writing and commenting on their pieces when they write it, so that when you are ready to visit with your story, they'll be more apt to recognize you through what they've seen, perhaps in interactions, in blog comments or in Twitter and tweets that you've had with them. So that's my top tip on that.
And what value can High Media Group bring to a tech startup?
Well, Eric, we've got many, many years of combined experience in our fields of expertise, public relations, social media consultancy, and content development. And on our track record, we've won hundreds of headlines for our clients around the world. We know that before you even start talking to the media, we try to really roll up our sleeves and get in at a very early stage with startups, which a lot of people in our industry don't really get involved. They kind of wait until things are more formed, perhaps even there's more funding. But we try to get to know the startup early on and do everything from naming products to running popular beta tests to shaping out messaging for public audiences. We're also experts at event management, and we've orchestrated a number of launch events and other happenings for our clients. We use our events very strategically so that it's a great deal of value and visibility being built, not just a big party, although we throw really good parties. So beyond the big launch and your events that you're going to plan for, we really keep the momentum going and consistent. We turn our clients into thought leaders, and month after month, we are good at winning them press and keeping them highly visible to the audiences they want to reach. So we feel we offer a really strong support to tech startups that can lead them to success. And we're really proud of our track record already with the hundreds of headlines and our clients that have gone on from early stage to sell for millions.
In conclusion, Lisa, what top tip do you have to help a tech startup raise their visibility?
Eric, three words. Repeat, repeat, repeat. I will tell you, you need to develop your message, as I've said all along, and your killer tech startup story, and tell that story over and over again across multiple platforms. Keep telling those same things. Repeat, repeat, repeat. You will get bored of your own story, but the more you say it in the variety and different platforms, the more your message and your brand is going to raise in visibility, and the more you'll achieve your goals.
Excellent approach, and I certainly agree with you 100% on the repeat, repeat, repeat. The more you do it, the more you've got it in your mind, and the more it flows and comes out the way it should. Well, well said there. Lisa, tell us where our listeners can get more information about the High Media Group here online.
Sure. Visit our website. It's High, H-A-I, mediagroup.com. You can also find us on most social media platforms. We're newly on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at High Media Group.
And no surprise, you've got the bases covered. Lisa, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're most certainly welcome. We have been speaking with Lisa Devaney, the founder and director of the High Media Group, based in London, United Kingdom. The High Media Group is a public relations and social media consultancy for tech startups. And for more information, simply visit highmediagroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or website design from DesignCrowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.